My head was pounding. It had taken hours to drag Cormac away from the party. He was moderately tipsy and had been acting like an over-exuberant golden retriever. Every part of my body ached from practice, and I was ready to sleep. Roman had abandoned us hours ago, which wasn't like him, and I had been texting him while trying to corral our more outgoing packmate. So why was there a random Omega who smelled like pure sex in our kitchen? She gazed at me, her eyes wide, a bottle of water halfway to her lips. Like a deer in headlights. The only thing she wore was a t-shirt, one that Roman had been wearing earlier in the evening. Her dark hair was a mess, sticking up at all angles. It was like a small fairy had invaded our home. I doubted she was taller than my chest. There was no denying her scent was delicious, sweet cherry cola.